Okay, continuing with Shara Simcha in Orchos Tzadikim. V'adam sheyesh lo melacha or eiz esek sheyesh mafarnes ba bnei veso. A person who has whatever he does to make a living, he has some work, he has a business. Lo yachshov, he should not think dulei hamelacha hi haya holech la'avadon. He should not think that if it wasn't for his work, then he would be penniless. He should think his parnasa comes from Hashem, and if he didn't have this business, then Hashem would find him another business. Because all his everything is in the hands of Hashem. There are many, Hashem has many messengers, many ways of sending a person what he needs. Hashem is not lacking any way to save a person. Hashem is one who gives us the strength to succeed. A person who is basically his whole parnasa, his livelihood comes from another human being. He should not put his bitachon in that person. He should understand inside that it's not this person who's supporting him, it's Hashem who's supporting him. This is Hashem's messenger to support him. It's not enough for him to just tell himself that in his heart. He should thank Hashem that Hashem has taken care of him. You should take care of him through this employer, through this business. There's a beautiful parable. 100 blind people walking one after the other. Each one is putting his hands on the shoulders of the one in front of him. The front of the line, there's 100 blind people. There's a person in front who can see, and the 100 people behind him, single file line, everyone putting their hands on the shoulders. Everyone else is blind. Even though each blind person knows, even though his hands are on the person in front of him, he understands that the person in front of him is blind. And the reason they're going in the right direction is not because of the blind person that he's putting his arms on, because that blind person doesn't know where he's going. He's putting his hands on the person in front of him. It's all the person in front. They're all being led by the one in front who can see. And if the guy in the front would disappear, all of them would fall on their faces. Hashem is the manning, he's the one who's leading us, he's the one who's taking care of us, he's the one who's supporting us. We're all like blind people. Everyone might be helped and look like he's supported by his friend. The only reason his friend has a parnasa, his friend's got a business to give him a job, is because that is what Hashem decided. So just like the one making a living has to understand that Hashem is the one who's supporting me, and he's doing it through the shaliach, through the messenger, through my boss, through my employer, through my company, so too the boss and the employer and the company should not be about Gaiv and Ha, I'm supporting so many people. I mean, it's a tremendous mitzvah, and he should do the mitzvah b'simcha, but he should not think that he is the provider. He's like the second guy. He might be supporting 99 behind him, but he's only being supported by the one in front. And in this case, is Hashem. Okay, that's what the pasuk means, and it says that he enabled the blind to walk. Bitachon b'Hashem is split up into 8 sections. Ha'echad inyan guf ha'adam b'vad, man's body. Hasheni inyan parnasaso, his livelihood. Hashlishi inyan ishto, his wife. Harvi chovos halavavos vayivarim shumusiyachi b'to'altan v'nizkam. The obligation he has towards his heart, the obligation of his heart and his limbs, that he is setting aside for that can, I guess, do good and bad. Achamishi chovos vayivarim shato'altan v'nizkam lacherim. Okay, the first one is how he can benefit or hurt himself, and the next one, the chamishi, is how he can hurt or benefit others. Hashishi gmul olam hazeh, hashvii gmul olam haba, tzafon l'tzadikim, hashmini gmul yimos hamashiach. Being paid back in this world, being paid back in the next world, and being paid back in yimos hamashiach. Okay, so now we're going to do one at a time. Habitachon Arishon. B'inyin guf ha'adam hu, when it comes to man's body, she'yashich nafsho v'yimtzer atzma arachamav hagdolim, he should throw himself on Hashem's mercy, v'yedah she'en lo itz manhaga ele b'shuso v'gzeroso, everything is coming from Hashem. V'yavavim she'kol b'riyas e'varo v'midas yamav k'shuros v'gzeros abari yisbarach, and even though everything is dependent on Hashem and how his health and how long he's going to be here, mikamakam rishon v'zgalgil arviach kol tzrachom v'hatzil nafsho l'sakin lo harafuos v'yivtach v'elikim she'yirpeo v'arof Okay, even though life and death is in the hands of Hashem, and health is also in the hands of Hashem, but a person has to do hishtadlus. A person has to take care of himself, take care of his physical needs. If he needs a doctor, he has to go to a doctor. If the doctor gives him medicine, he has to take his medicine. He has to do everything he's supposed to do. But once he's doing everything he's supposed to do, then he has to trust not in the doctor, not in the medicine, but in Hashem. But he shouldn't say, oh, Hashem is going to take care of me. So I don't need to go to the doctor, I don't need to take medicine, that's not our way. V'al yomar odm hov ani kashub gzeh sabar yisbarach erech b'darche ha-sakon v'esh t'am ha-mabes. And the person shouldn't say, well, if Hashem wants me to live, if not, not. So I can drink poison, I can jump off the Empire State Building, and whatever's going to come out is Ratzon Hashem. No. Halo matzina b'shmol b'amar eich eilech v'shamar Shaul v'haragani. When Shmuel is told to go anoint David, and Shaul is still the king, and Shmuel is afraid, and Shmuel says to Hashem, how can I go anoint David? Shaul's going to come kill me. V'yafa b'ish amar kach lo nechshav k'mi shemai b'bitchono. When Shmuel asked that question to Hashem, it was not considered lack of bitachon. And Hashem responded to him. Hashem gave him a plan how he can do it without Shaul, you know, being suspicious. He should go over and bring a carbon. After bringing the carbon, I'm going to bring a carbon. A person who puts himself in sakana, I'm depending on Hashem to save me. I love Neymar. Uksil misaber uboteach. That he is a fool. V'ator his he ras nu azek marshakosiv lo tenasos Hashem lekechem. We're not allowed to test Hashem. V'machnas atzmo de sakana u'meimis atzmo oncho gadol b'mish meimis achirim. And one who puts himself into a sakana, thereby killing himself, his reward for that. His punishment is worse than if he would have killed somebody else.